the Pope's doing it. President Obama's doing it. And celebrities like singer Justin Bieber are doing it all the time. Selfies.
I think a lot of people link it to their identity, that a selfie is capturing something that they can show to the world that represents themselves.
Nathaniel Herr, a psychology professor at American University in Washington, explains why the younger generation, in particular, is taking and posting selfies.
They're more comfortable with seeing themselves and thinking about themselves than previous generations were.
College student Caitlin Lehman says they're just another way her generation communicates.
Like today, I was really pissed about being here at school because it's Monday, so I sent a Snapchat to my friend, and he responded with a similar face that he also did not like Mondays.
Another student, Alyssa Jones, compares them to a conversation that has stopped in time.
Well, there's like the, it's been a really long day, so you do like the stare. And then there's like the really, like, I'm excited, like.
Lehman says it's important to her that she can control the images and decide when and where to post them.
Like this past weekend, I just got this nose ring, and so I was really excited about it. So I sent everyone a picture of me and my new nose ring.
Some people think selfies are simply narcissistic. A YouTube video by the Chainsmokers makes fun of them.
But first, let me take a selfie.
But Lehman looks at the selfie another way.
It could be a form of art. You know, Van Gogh painted him pictures of himself, and so did Rembrandt.
A recent study on selfies shows that young people worldwide express themselves differently. Research at the City University of New York compared selfies in 5 cities, Moscow, Berlin, New York, Tokyo, and Sao Paulo. Lev Manovich, who headed the project, says the average person is about 24 years old.
The strongest difference we found was in the kind of head turn. So as you head straight or kind of diagonal, look at photos from Moscow, when we girls pose, it's like very much like a fashion magazine, you know? Like they look like models in Brazil, they're playing with a camera. It's much more like a kind of informal.
But there's also a downside to selfies, say both Jones and Herr.
I would not post anything that I wouldn't want a potential employer to see.
When young people see celebrities posting pictures that emphasize their attractiveness, they may get the message that that's what they should be doing, that they should be emphasizing their own physical qualities over and above all these other qualities that they have. And that can really affect their self-esteem.
Herr doesn't see selfies as a trend that will go away, even as the 20-somethings get older.
I think as they get older, you're probably going to see less selfies among that specific generation. But right behind them, there's a younger group of kids waiting to come into that same phase.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.